We are in the Harold and Blanche Cock News Studio. Say we because Timothy Dennis is with me. Timothy, how are you?
I'm great, Kyle. How are you?
Very good. This is the time each week when we talk about live music. Rockwood Club won't be open for music for a little while yet, but there are plenty of other places where we can catch music.
Yes, there are. And let's hit some of the high points. Some.
Okay.
I say some because just like most weekends in Northwest Arkansas, there's way too much to cover in this short little segment.
Okay.
Let's start with Thursday night. George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville is going to have two bands on stage. Vandaliers, which is an alt-country band with punk roots. They're a six-piece outfit from Dallas. They'll be joined on that bill by Dandelion Heart, which is a local group of singer-songwriters, all of which are females.
Yeah, just had them in the Furman Garner Performance Studio recently.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
I'm a long time traveling here below. I'm a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body down.
If you can't make that show at George's, which is a free show, by the way, Dandelion Heart will be at Mothership in Springdale Friday night at 8.
Okay.
But that show Thursday night at George's starts at 9 p.m. Also happening in Fayetteville Thursday night, Ponder the Albatross will be at Kingfish.
All right.
That's an incredible band name.
Yeah.
They are a Colorado-based bluegrass folk rock fusion band. That show at Kingfish starts at 8 o'clock Thursday night. They will also perform at Chelsea's in Eureka Springs Friday night at 9. Still happening in Fayetteville Thursday night, Anitra J will be at Dixon Street Pub.
On a dime and a dream, I bought a new life and it's here, purchased by my
She performs kind of funky soul music. Her roots are kind of in gospel and jazz and soul.
When is this?
This is Thursday night at Dixon Street Pub at 8 p.m. She will also be at Brick Street Brews Friday night at 8 in Rogers.
Okay.
And at Brews in Eureka Springs Saturday at 7.
So all kinds of chances. Boy, if you go to Dixon Street Pub and fall in love with her music, you can just follow her all over the area.
Exactly.
All right.
Let's move on to Friday night. Emily Rowland will be at Dixon Street Pub.
Okay.
She's an incredible local singer-songwriter, incredible voice. That show Friday night with Emily Rowland starts at 8:30 at Dixon Street Pub. Moving on to other shows happening Friday night. Route 358 will be at Weston Watson in Fayetteville.
And this is Friday night?
It's Friday night.
Okay.
If you are unaware of who Route 358 is, where have you been? They are a local family folk band from Northwest Arkansas, and they are great.
Mm-hmm.
That show at Weston Watson gets underway at 10 o'clock Friday night. Also happening Friday night up the road at Black Apple Crossing in Springdale, the Kyle Sexton Band will be on stage.
Where did all the people go? Hiding out in places on their own. For once the shadow leaves your home. Don't forget the past is what you know. And I have this feeling the world it keeps on bleeding. Crying out in mercy, losing.
If you can't see them Friday night at Black Apple Crossing, they'll be at Kingfish Saturday night in Fayetteville.
You have become Mr. Option here.
I'm trying to give plenty of options for plenty of price points, plenty of times, plenty of different styles.
Okay.
Moving on. Sad Palomino and the Chads will be at The Odd in Eureka Springs. It's a continuation of the Alt at the Odd series.
smoking on the highway, hoping for a ride, broken down but
that is an all-ages show, has a $10 cover, and it will get underway at 8 o'clock Friday night. Again, that's The Odd in downtown Eureka Springs. Moving on to Saturday, George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville is going to feature four different metal bands, Deadbird, Vor, Serpentine, and Bones of the Earth. Most of those bands are from Fayetteville. All of them are from Arkansas, so they're billing it as the natural state of metal. Tickets for that show are $7 in advance, $10 day of. It'll get underway at 8 o'clock Saturday night. Again, that's George's in Fayetteville. Then happening up in Bentonville Saturday night, Goose will be at Bike Rack Brewing Company.
That's great. We haven't talked about them for a while, have
we? No, I haven't seen them play in a while, but I could be wrong on that. But they'll be playing out on the patio.
And I got no real reason for me to be changing my way. It's done, it's done as far as I can see. And I've seen better days. Down the river I go.
That show at Bike Rack Brewing Company in Bentonville will get underway at 7 o'clock Saturday night. And happening over in Eureka Springs, Cadillac Jackson will be at Chelsea's. Fantastic mashup of funk and electronica, always a fun show. That show at Chelsea's gets underway at 9 o'clock Saturday night. Still in Eureka Springs Saturday night, Jimmy Wayne Garrett will be at the Gravel Bar.
Fun.
He's a great local blues singer and guitarist. That show at the Gravel Bar gets underway at 7 o'clock Saturday night. More blues music, but happening downtown in Fort Smith, Harry's Downtown will have Lee and the Mojo Doctors.
Some of my very, very favorite people in the world are in Lee and the Mojo Doctors.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and they're great musicians, again, local blues and rock music. That show at Harry's Downtown has a $5 cover. It will get underway at 9 o'clock Saturday night. Still in Fort Smith Saturday night, Wynonna Judd will be at Temple Live.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Jesus and the jukebox brings comfort to his soul. One says he'll see her again. One helps him let her go. He carries that old cross right down to the last bar on the
They
floor.
Will be starting at 7 p.m., tickets start at $45. They go up by $5 the day of. And again, that's at Temple Live in Fort Smith. Moving on to Sunday, the next Beer and Hymns will take place at Bike Rack Brewing Company in Bentonville.
Do we know the theme?
The theme this month is Stars and Stripes.
Oh.
So, patriotic theme.
Okay.
Proceeds from this edition of Beer and Hymns will support Sheepdog Impact Assistance, which is an organization that assists and engages law enforcement, EMS, fire, and military personnel.
And that's Sunday night.
That's Sunday night at Bike Rack Brewing Company in Bentonville, and it gets underway at 5 o'clock.
And if you don't know, Beer and Hymns is somewhat interactive.
Exactly. So the idea is that you get a glass of beer, you sing along with some hymns and some songs that are tied to the theme for the month.
Right.
And proceeds benefit a different nonprofit every single month.
Excellent.
And that's about it, unless you're going to see Hootie and the Blowfish at the Amp Sunday night.
What?
Yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish are going to be at the Walmart Amp. The cheap seats are sold out, but there are still tickets left. They start at about $90, and that will get underway at 7:30 Sunday night.
Okay.
So you really got to want to go see Hootie and the Blowfish to go see them.
I have that CD. I have that CD. I won't be there Sunday night, though. All right. Timothy Dennis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
But you want to wear my ring.